The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you for joining us here once again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I am super excited today because today's going to be kind of like a variety show, and I am blessed to have two very lovely ladies, one lady who I absolutely am in love with, Taylor Sterling.
I'm loving you too, honey. We have a mutual admiration society here.
Yes, absolutely. And then Amy Lewis-Sweetman, who we all know as AgriSculpture. She helped the hospital win, like, most beautiful hospital with your sculptures in the garden that people talk about.
And she's very young.
Very young.
I just
want to
mention that.
Very talented.
Well, I'm feeling the love
welding, welding and putting all kinds of...
Can you believe?
What is it? It's called... Farm equipment
lovingly rethought.
I love that.
You know, we should get her that little magnet that has the woman from World War II saying, "We can do it."
Rosie the Riveter. She was my hero in high school. There's a reason I do it.
My stove, actually.
I have a printed sort of tote bag with her on it.
I love it.
She's fabulous.
Well, you know, we both of us actually have been honored by Amy and asked to be one of the speakers at one of her upcoming schedules for the 2018. When are you going? Taylor.
I'm going in October, and that is Do What You Love or something. How does
do you love what you do?
Do you love what you do?
Absolutely. It's a long name, but it's a question for a reason.
Yeah. And what is your
I think
date?
I'm December. Am I December?
You are.
Yes.
I'm
in
October.
Thrilled to have
I'm like
both
a Christmas
you,
gift.
And Jimmy Sturr.
Absolutely.
You Jimmy Sturr.
My gifts.
That's right.
When is Jimmy Sturr?
Jimmy Sturr is May 9th.
May 9th.
Mr.
Coming
Jimmy
up.
Sturr.
Oh, I got to announce that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm having dinner with him tonight, so I'm going to mention it.
Oh, I like Jimmy Sturr. He cracks me up. I've had dinner with Jimmy Sturr a couple times, and he just cracks
me
up.
He calls up here sometimes. He makes me laugh all the time. I always go to him, "What are you wearing?"
Jimmy Sturr, he's like my bestie. Yeah, so I haven't seen him in a while, so I have to come check this out.
Oh,
but
come on, May 9th.
I want to remind everyone that we are live. So if you have a question for myself or for Taylor or for Amy, you can give us a call at 845-651-1110. We're open to any type of question.
And
I'm not a psychic medium,
okay.
So I can't
that. You're not even a medium. You're a small.
I'm an extra small, Taylor.
Okay. I'm not.
Oh, but you can also text. What's the number up there?
It's 845-397-7743.
You can send us a text.
Yeah, and we'll read it on the air.
Absolutely.
Any question you want. We don't do open heart surgery, and we don't practice law. But other than that, we're good.
Well, and speaking of open heart surgery and law and everything, next week, make sure to tune in onto WTBQ, our show, because I have a doctor from Crystal Run Healthcare. It's been, you know, every single month I'm trying to feature a different doctor that covers a different part of your body.
That.
And so next month, I can't remember right now
plastic
who the doctor
surgery,
is.
Maybe?
I'm trying to get one in for, you know, with samples.
Yes. Can we just
Botox
try it
samples.
Out first?
Yeah. But so again, you know, if you want to text us, give us a call. We're here. It's kind of like a variety show. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that are happening in the county, right, Taylor?
Yeah. In fact, today, if you're all tuning in at 3 o'clock, we are going to be replaying the State of the County address that I was at Wednesday night that Steve Newhouse, our Orange County executive, laid out everything. And I have to tell you, I was so super impressed with this. I mean, you look at the graphs from 2013 up till now. The numbers don't lie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what he's been able to accomplish with his dream team that I refer to them as is just miraculous. And he's a very transparent person. He's very accessible. I always tell people that. But he delivered an amazing speech there.
Uh-huh.
At one point, he choked up. You won't hear it on this one, but there was a police officer nicknamed Butch, and is a very dear friend of Steve's, and they pretty much grown up together. And a year ago, Steve got a call that he'd been shot.
Right.
And he ran to go there. And as he starts to tell the story, he started to choke up.
Right.
He couldn't even go on almost with it. He finally contained himself to tell the story. And the guy's fine. He introduced Steve, actually.
Thankfully, he is fine. And I remember that day because I was actually driving through to come here. And there
all the cops. I mean, not only was the local PDs there from Montgomery and from the village, but also state police was there, sheriff's office was there. Everyone responded to that location, and it was just so bizarre. It was surreal as I was driving by, and they're waving me by, kind of waving and then waving me past because they kind of recognized me. But it was so surreal the way it was happening. But you know, not only that about Steve Newhouse, which I also call my bestie as well. He is also very easygoing, down to earth. You see him anywhere, you can approach him, you can talk to him,
very
you can ask him questions. He is, you know.
And he's a doer. I want to tell you something that happened a couple of years ago. He went to visit a homeless shelter where there was a playground for the kids that stay there. None of the equipment was there. Mm-hmm. And he said to the woman, where's all your playground equipment? And she said, sadly, somebody stole it. And he goes, what? And within 1 week, he had everything replaced.
Good.
So the point with Steve is, if you want something, ask. If he can do it, he will do it for you. Mm-hmm. He is a doer, and he listens.
And he's done a lot for the economic development here in Orange County. Brought a lot of businesses here, and has a vision for how the county should run and how it has been running. And I think that we have seen, and I've said this with everyone that I interview, I've seen not only a cultural renaissance, I've seen the renaissance. It's just developed and flourished so much here in Orange County.
Yeah, well, he's a young spirit, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, he really is somebody who listens when people talk and wants to make it right. And key thing, he surrounds himself with extremely intelligent people, mostly women. But anyway.
Well, FYI.
Exactly. Anne-Marie Maglione.
Yes.
You know, Darcy Miller. Mm-hmm. I mean, on and on. Annie Rabbit's our county clerk, phenomenal lady, as you know.
Yeah, but you do see a larger number of women under, you know, that he has hired. He now has Esposito, Kellyanne Costellarier. I mean, just these women all over. He works very well with the Chamber of Commerce, with Lincioln and us. So it's a great
and
relationship
that he has. Partnership and the partnership and the as well. Yeah, he really works with people. And that's a key thing for him. And that's why the county's looking so good. So stay tuned at 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock today.
To hear the state of the county address.
Right here on WTVQ.
You got it, girl.
So we have a couple of things that I want to mention from the chamber. We're just going to take turns. You know, guys, jump in whenever you want. But, you know, Mission 19 is happening.
I'll be there tomorrow morning at 6:30.
So that's very important. This is
Honor Flight.
Honor Flight. And it is their... I don't remember. I know it's Mission 19.
So have you been to one yet?
I haven't.
So let me tell you what it looks like.
6:30 in the morning is like, wow.
You've got to be there at 6:30. Well, it's because the Washington, D.C. airport said you have to be out by a certain time to get there. So what it is that busloads come into the ShopRite in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. They are taking these World War II and Korean veterans, led into Stewart Airport by about 300 Vietnam vets on motorcycles, led by Bob Caridi from the NAM Knights, who I just love him. And then it's followed by men on foot who are bagpipers. Mm-hmm. It is lined on the street with people and children with American flags waving and a military band. And there's not a dry eye. I cry every time. Ed Harrison, as you know, who heads up the airport.
One of my besties.
Oh, I keep telling him I'm going to marry him next.
Yeah.
And Frank goes, have you warned him?
Frank's not letting you go. Are you kidding me?
Sure, okay. For the right price, he would. But anyway, Ed walked over to me that first time I was there, and I was like, tears. I'm in the middle of the road videotaping this, and the tears are just coming down because it's overpowering. Uh-huh. You never felt more like an American until you go to one of these.
Yeah.
And he says to me, there's no crying in the news, you know. And I said, yes, there is.
There is.
It
absolutely
is. And then they bring them all in. They all come in. Mm-hmm. Everybody thanks them for their service. The band's playing. And they have a ceremony inside, and then there are some speeches, and then they take them on a plane to D.C. to see all the monuments, to have a meal. They bring them back, and they have mail call on the plane on the way back like they did during the war.
Oh, wow.
And they said that every one of the veterans starts crying because they're people that don't know them, that were like kids in classrooms. Mm-hmm. And then they come back to the same type of welcome that they left with.
You know, and so just to remind everybody, it is tomorrow. They are doing it at the ShopRite in Montgomery at 6:30 a.m. sharp for the pre-flight send-off.
And if that'll that's be too at early, Stewart.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be at Stewart.
Yeah,
at Stewart
Montgomery. Yeah, Park. Montgomery. They shouldn't go to. That's where they get on the bus.
That's where they get on the bus. Right. So at Stewart International Airport, 6:30 a.m. sharp as the pre-flight send-off. But if that's too early for you, then come at the evening when they are coming back. Welcome home rally at 7:45 p.m. at Stewart International Airport.
I suggest
Airport.
You get there at 7:30.
Me too.
Yeah, just in case. It's just an incredible experience for everyone involved and something your kids should see because they should really appreciate that these men, you know, a lot of them, the people they were involved with, gave the ultimate sacrifice. They mm-hmm. lost their lives there to protect our people and our country. They make sure we could live here to talk about it.
Absolutely, so, important. Yeah. So very important. So make sure you join them for Mission 19 tomorrow with the Honor Flight. So we're going to take a little break. When we get back, of course, we're going to keep talking about what's going on in the county.
You're just try to stop us.
You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird, flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why your State Farm agent in the Clock Tower in Warwick focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family by visiting warwickins.com and put the life back in life insurance.
Signorama, located at 33 South Street in Warwick, is your full-service sign center. Signorama uses the latest technology and highest quality products to produce custom signs for your business or service. Banners, yard signs, building signs, vehicle wraps, and much more. Let your imagination be your guide. Design your own or choose a template. Signorama works closely with each customer, and they are committed to ensuring that all your unique specifications are crafted to your satisfaction. Signorama's many repeat clients is the real sign of great products and the best customer service. Signorama's finished products bring visibility of your business out front. And remember, you only get one chance to make a first impression. So make it with Signorama. Visit them at 33 South Street in Warwick, or for further information, go to signorama-warwickny.com.
This is Christine Koenig,
Suzanne Dermody,
Grace Warren,
Marcia Talbot,
and Veronica Daugherty
of Better Homes and Gardens Rand Realty and the hosts of The Real Real Estate Show, Mondays at 10 a.m., answering all your real estate questions right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I'm loving this Friday today because I get to hang out with Taylor and Amy.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one of those, oh my gosh, my guests can't make it. And then Taylor's like, no, we're going to do this show. And,
we'll
and then Amy's
happen.
Like, I'm right down the road. I could jump right over the field and come over. She goes, I just have to change out of my sweatpants.
Out of my sculpting.
Yeah, so, we are live. So if you want to give us a call, 845-651-1110. Like I said, I'm not a psychic medium, so I'm not going to be able to predict anything for you.
I can predict
like this
one
morning.
Thing. I can predict yes. one thing. The show is always great with you.
Oh, thank
always.
You, Taylor.
It's
I
true.
Just love her.
Every time.
And you can text us at 845-397-7743. So when we went on break, we were talking about the Honor Flight. So make sure that you hook up with that because it's going to be tomorrow, 6:30. 6:30. I'm going to get people lost.
Well, 7:30 is the night one.
The night one, okay. 6:30 a.m. sharp at Stewart International Airport to see them go, and then 7:45 p.m., but get there a little bit earlier at Stewart National Airport to have a welcome home rally with them. So, Taylor, you were talking about... there's a call.
Caller, what's your first name? Where are you from?
It's Mark from Middletown. Good afternoon, Barbara, Taylor, and Amy.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Mark.
How you doing? I just wanted to tell Barbara I really appreciate the Orange County Chamber Business Show, and I wanted to ask Barbara if at all possible, when you have some of these other guests on, that you have a nutritionist or a dietitian or an endocrinologist.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Absolutely. You know what, Mark? I think I promised you that last year, and I am definitely going to bring one on. Absolutely. I've got you on my list. I have you on my to-do list.
Well, do you listen to the Health Matters show on Thursday at 10 a.m.?
No, I don't.
They've had nutritionists on a few times. A phenomenal show, an enormous amount of information. So they have on different types of specialists on every week, or a specialty they talk about. The two people that host it are both nurses.
It's
a husband and wife. Aren't they fantastic? It's Peter and Ann Fella from A&T Home Healthcare.
A&T Healthcare. Yeah, okay. But I'm talking about for the Chamber show, because I know Barbara has different topics and different things, you know, from the community, you know, such as Crystal Run Healthcare.
Yeah, so. You got it, Mark. Like I said, you're on my to-do list. I will definitely get one just for you, because I know that you asked for it last year, and I put it on your wish list, so I'm totally going to do it for you.
Well, it's not just for me. It's to share information for the community.
Absolutely.
So that they can be better
educated. No, we're not going to let them listen.
And better informed, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It helps
absolutely.
Everybody. You know, it goes around. It helps everybody.
Oh,
if
yes,
a show
does.
Can help somebody, then that's a
that's
good thing.
That's what we're here for. That's what WTPQ is all about, information.
It's a community-based radio station.
You got it. 100%.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank
you have
you.
A nice listening. Weekend.
Okay, you too now, okay. Barbara. Take care.
You too.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care, Amy.
That is so great. You know, Mark, he's avid listener, fan,
oh, yeah.
follower.
He's your
and
number
if he's
one
asking
fan.
For something, I'm going to make sure that
it.
I get it for
I
him.
I actually met a number Absolutely. Of years ago with a nutritionist, and it changed my life, actually.
Yeah.
I have to say, you always think you're so educated, you know everything, you know what's good. But until you sit down with somebody who's a professional in that,
mm-hmm.
you go, oh, really? So that's when I started reading labels on food.
Right.
That is the biggest shocker of all.
Mm-hmm.
It is, actually.
You will look at that 90% of food has soy in it of some kind. That soy is synthetic.
Oh, yeah.
And it produces estrogen in your body. And
right.
Breast
Which
cancer,
men should stay away from as well.
Breast cancer, 85% of diagnosed breast cancer is called estrogen receptive.
Oh.
And we're eating food every day that is loaded. And I found out why they put soy in everything. My brother used to be in the wholesale food business. It's the cheapest filler you can put it for. It's in tuna packed in water.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in everything.
Everything. Yeah. It's mayonnaise. You name it.
I mean, you have to. There are things you can find, but you do have to read. It's essential
crazy.
To read. And
you know,
to educate
I didn't
yourself on
learn
that.
How to read a nutrition label until I was older. My kids know now, but it was something that I didn't really become aware until I started working out and doing my own fitness, and my sister became a fitness instructor. It's when I really started paying attention, and I was shocked at what's in there
Incredible.
And what we're putting in our bodies.
Dr. Oz says if it has more than four ingredients, don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
that's all things should have in there.
Yeah,
so I try to stay organic as much as I can, because it's a dollar or two more, and it's worth it to know what's going into your body. Because we don't put bad gas in our car.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. No. And you know what? Let me tell you something. A lot that I have learned, no lie, I have learned from John Tesh on WTBQ. I'm
haven't
not lying.
We all?
I exactly. listen to John Tesh.
Frank will even say, but you hear that thing that John Tesh said? And I'm very good friends with his executive producer, Scotty Myers, who's been on my show a couple of times. He's a riot. He's great, John Tesh. I love it. His mm-hmm. show is, he's got so many great tidbits.
Yeah, so every time I've Absolutely. Learned something, I've learned it from John Tesh.
You got to call up and leave that soundbite with him.
I do. So there's a couple things I want to invite people to. Of course, the Chamber has a lot of events. I put out a member happenings every Friday. It's going to go out today at 3 o'clock. And in the beginning, when I first started working for the Chamber a year and a half ago, it was hard for me to find information because I didn't know what I was looking for. But now my member happenings is crazy long. So I'm going to have to start I'm going to have to start reducing my...
called editing.
Yeah. What I want to do is I want to give everybody equal, play. So I want to include everybody in the world.
I know. Well, you're like the 6-year-old coach for the soccer team.
Yes.
But we like that. Don't change, Barbara.
But the thing is, it gets a little lengthy. So I looked at it today and I said, note to self, I need to really start pushing things around a little bit, but still give everybody time on the member happenings. But, it is still a good sign that enough people are reaching out to me, say, "Hey, Barb, can you put mine in? Can you put mine in?" Because they're paying attention, and if it doesn't show up,
they know how far that gets out and how many people read it.
Yeah, and people are actually really paying attention. So I can say there's a good and bad to it. I'm very happy that people love it, but I am going to try to edit it a little bit. A couple of things that I want to mention that's happening on Tuesday. Two things. I have a Latino Business Council that I started with the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, nice.
And what I'm trying to do is get local Latino businesses throughout Orange County to come hang out with us and really connect and put our voices together and try to tailor their work to their needs. So the Chamber, what can the Chamber do to help these Latino businesses not only grow, build, but grow and also
sustain
success?
But integrate in the whole county.
Right, integrate in the whole county. So, of course, we're doing want to do baby steps. When it comes to our culture, I can only speak to my culture because I know this very well. We have to trust and we have to build that trust with them. So it takes a little time. We can't really try to
be patient, in other words.
Right. We can't spoon feed them and say, you have to join the Chamber. We have to kind of really explain to them the benefits and the values of being part of the Chamber. And I think when they see someone like me, I think they're more likely to say, okay, I'm going to listen. So with the Latino Business Council, I had a great attendance at the last meeting, and I'm expecting another great attendance on Tuesday. So
Do you speak only Spanish at the meeting?
No. We throw a little bit of Spanglish in there, but but it's English. I believe, of course, you want to speak bilingual and just speak the Spanglish. But I do believe that if you live here, you just need to speak English.
Got to speak English no matter what, because how else do you get anywhere in life? I don't want anybody to ever give up their language. I love languages. I love diversity. I raised my son in New York City. You can't have a more diverse place. I love those richness of all the cultures. Mm-hmm. But we live in America.
Right.
If I was living in Italy, I'd learn Italian without a doubt. So you got to learn the language so you can move up in life. Mm-hmm. If you don't speak the language where you're living, wherever that may be, you're never going to get where you should be.
Right.
So many smart people out there, if you don't speak the language, you lose it.
And this is coming from someone like I said, English is my second language.
Right.
So I know the struggle. I understand it. But I am telling you that if you want to really be a part of the community, you have to learn to kind of integrate.
Communicate.
Yeah, and communicate. And really, if there's a culture clash or if there's a miscommunication, you really get stuck. And I want these Latino businesses to succeed. They are growing in here in Orange County, and I don't want them hiding in the shadows.
No,
they need to be part.
They're
a strong
up and
force.
Step out.
So this is this Latino Business Council. This is the beginning of that, and
I'm so glad
to be able to spearhead this for the Chamber of Commerce.
I am so happy because a couple of years ago, we tried to bring people in of the Latino community. And the gentleman that we decided to do a show, like newer Latino music.
Yeah.
And we were thrilled. We made up a banner for him in Spanish with WTBQ on it. We gave him cards. He was doing events. And he came back saying how frustrated he was because he couldn't get people to understand how important it was. So I am so glad that you're able to do this.
Well, I'm working and I'm trying to, do this, and hopefully I'll make a connection, a strong connection, and hopefully it's a beginning of something wonderful on helping them succeed. So if you know Latino businesses, or if you are a Latino business and you're interested in coming to the council, being part of the council, everybody is welcome, members and non-members alike of the Chamber of Commerce.
And when is that meeting
This is going to be Tuesday, April 17th at 9 a.m. at the Chamber offices at 30 Scott's Corner Founders Drive in Montgomery.
You haven't moved yet.
We have not moved yet.
Now, Lynn did mention that you're moving into Steve's old headquarters there
at 40 Matthew Street. Yes. We're thinking May or June. It's still kind of not really decided. We're making some nice little schnazzy changes to kind of upgrade it and make it look chamber-like.
Good.
So Lynn has been working tirelessly on that. So we don't have a definitive date yet. But once we do, of course, I'll let people know. So for now, our meeting, it's going to still be at Montgomery, the Girl Scouts facilities.
Well, you can have cookies at the same time.
Oh,
I'm sure they do.
And then, of course, on that same day in the evening at 6 o'clock, I don't know if you guys know, the Chamber and CDT Travel, we're going to Scotland in October.
Norwegian Air.
Yeah, Norwegian Air, right out of Stewart, right into Edinburgh.
Are you
going
to go?
I'm not going. We take turns.
Oh.
So Lynn is going to this one. And so she is going to do an information session with CDT Travel, also on Tuesday, April 17th at 6 p.m. at the Chamber offices. So you can learn about where you're going to be staying, what it involves, what it includes, round trip airfare, you know, all the good stuff that you
and
need
I'm
to
sure
know to prepare for this trip.
I'm sure they got a great deal
for that. Let me tell you, $2,995.
For everything?
For everything.
Whoa.
Nine days.
Wow, you can't even get
you cannot pass
days.
This up. So you need to know more about this. We're going to take a little break. When we get back, of course, we got more. And Amy, we need you to talk.
Poor Amy.
Yeah, right? You listen to Orange County Chamber
Business
Wise.
Good luck trying to get in a word with us.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Susan Glusica. Are you making good money, but you still feel like you're barely making ends meet? Studies show that most Americans are in debt and spending over 100% of their income, and with no plans in place for college savings or retirement. Start by requesting a copy of our guide, 3 Steps to Financial Harmony, at LabelleProsperitySolutions.com. This complimentary guide will help you get started on the path to financial control and security without sacrificing your life of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America.
Join the stars at Kenneth Delvecchio's Hoboken International Film Festival on May 18th and see the opening night movie, Never Heard, an amazing criminal suspense thriller starring Robin Givens and Romeo Miller, called one of the 10 biggest film festivals in the world by Fox and hosted by Greenwood Lake, New York, right on the beach. You're in for a week of fun and excitement. And don't miss Academy Award winner Louis Gossett Jr. personally accepting the festival's top award on May 18th. Visit HobokenInternationalFilmFestival.com and get your tickets now. Warwick Press for the finest in professional design and printing. Whether brochures, direct mail, newsletters, stationery, or posters, Warwick Press is the only place for all your business or personal printing needs. Warwick Press continues to be on the cutting edge of technology, and with their competitive pricing, great attention to detail, and creativity, the experts at Warwick Press will bring your vision to reality and do it on time. To make an appointment with one of their top expert team members, visit warwickpress.net for more information.
This is Bristol. Let's get ready to rumble.
It's the Food City 500.
Kyle Larson ties the bottom of the racetrack, forces Austin Dillon up a groove. They're side by side in two.
Here's Larson powering out of turn four on the outside. Can't do it. Truex will lead that lap.
Jimmy Johnson just blasts off of turn two and takes that lead away.
The Food City 500, Sunday, April 15th at 1 o'clock.
Brought to you every week by Vogel & Moore Insurance and Dawson Motors.
WTBQ weather.
Mostly sunny this afternoon and beautiful out there. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Now for tonight, partly cloudy, rather mild, 50 to 55 for a low. On Saturday, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies, but then mostly cloudy and turning much cooler in the afternoon. Highs start in the 70s, but they'll drop into the 60s and 50s late in the day. And on Sunday, we'll have a dreary day, highs only in the 40s with areas of drizzle. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ.
We're back. Thank you so much for being here with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, it's been such a lovely Friday.
I'm
so glad that I'm out here with you two.
I missed you, though. Well, you're going to be with me next Friday.
Yes, I am.
So next Friday at 10 a.m. on my show, Barbara and I are going to be talking to some people who have been going to Puerto Rico trying to get this place back to what it was. Mm-hmm. And this is an incredible group, and I invited Barbara to come on my show because I think it's important. She's from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. She still has family there.
Yes.
So this is important that we get that information out there. So to the Latino community, too, tune in next Friday.
Oh, I'm going to be pushing it to make sure that they tune in and listen to an update on what's happening with the Helping Hands for Puerto Rico and what's happening.
And how they can help.
Yes, absolutely.
Join in. Yeah.
So we have Taylor with me, and I have Amy. She owns AgriSculpture right here in the village of Warwick, where she takes farm equipment and she lovingly repurposes it and creates beautiful art sculptures out of it. We are live, 845-651-1110, or you can send us a text at 845-397-7743 if you have a question for any of us. But, you know, I guess, Taylor, what we're going to have to do is, Amy, tell us about AgriSculpture.
Yeah, good luck being in a room with Barbara and I and trying to get a word in.
Unless we bring her in.
Not going to happen.
tell a bit about what's coming up with AgriSculpture.
Oh, there's so many things coming up. As Taylor mentioned before, and Barbara as well, we have the Do You Love What You Do AgriSculpture Community Lecture Series. Mm-hmm. It's a once-a-month event. It's on a Wednesday evening. It's up at Penning's. We change locations around Penning's. Sometimes we're in the cidery. Sometimes we're in the market. Sometimes we go outside.
I love Penning's.
Hard cider?
Oh, yeah. Hard cider.
Oh, you haven't been to the
cidery? Where I want my seminar
amazing.
To be.
I will do my best to make sure December is up there.
Actually, Steve's son runs the cidery up above, Steve Jr.
Yes, SJ. He's up at the cidery with Tori. May 9th, we are going to have Jimmy Sturr, who is the king of polka, come and tell us some stories.
He's won
his adventures.
100,000 Emmys, Grammys.
Pretty much.
18.
Oh, 18.
I have a picture.
Might as well be 100,000.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the same
thing. I'm
going
to tell you what they did because of that. So I took a picture of Frank and him in Jimmy's living room with the 18 Emmys behind him, and they have actually recently stopped allowing to give out awards for polka because he wins them every year.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I think that's insane. I think that they should keep the Grammy category for polka open.
Right.
Yeah,
still,
absolutely,
he's
keep the
king.
Category open and let him keep going.
Well deserved.
But I like his style. He's looking for another category.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's
you know
great.
Jimmy is 100% Irish.
That's so funny.
It's true.
It is true.
You know, he actually has a great guitarist with him, who is Chris Caffrey, who's the lead guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes. Phenomenal.
Yes.
Every single
plays with
one
him
of them
all
is,
over the
and
all
he's
over the place.
He's doing a concert for Honor Flight 2 this summer, which he did last year at the Goshen
Historic.
Oh, that's
right, but it got rained out. Was it last year that it got rained out?
No, it didn't get rained out last year. Maybe
okay,
the year before. But he's doing it again. We'll be announcing that coming up, too. So, and Chris Caffrey will be there. And he'll be with us Friday night for dinner.
Oh
it's tonight. Hello.
Friday the
13th. I did it again. Frank makes fun of me all the time. I'm like, Friday? Oh, that's today.
Just don't tell us where you're going. It sounds like a party.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
So what are you working on? I mean, have you been commissioned to work on any? I know you did it for Orange Regional Medical. You created the sculptures that are in
fountains,
their garden.
We have fountains, sculptures. I'm working on a series of 7 sculptures going on their second floor. That is amazing. That's been one of our biggest projects, and I'm so thrilled to be working with them.
Do you work with the foundation or the hospital?
It is the hospital. I work with an amazing woman, Nina Favada. She's the director of Healing Environments.
Oh, nice.
And she has an eye. She is an artist. She is a dream team that we've sort of curated with our engineers and all the crane people and everyone that we need to work with to make this happen. And
you're making it happen.
Amazing.
I mean, they're getting
yes.
awards. Let
oh,
me
yes.
tell you something. I have a friend of mine. Well, she's actually a friend that grew up with my boyfriend, Matt. And she had a cancer, and then they found out she had a brain tumor. And so I went to meet her for the first time at Orange Regional. He said, come with me. I'm going to go visit Jill. And so I know her husband, we call him Lem. I think his name is Jason Latassa. So I go with Matt and I meet her. And first thing she says to me, she doesn't know me, just met me. She goes, you know, I really like looking at the garden with all the sculptures on the side. She goes, when they put me from the one area and they brought me over, I got to see the sculptures. And I'm like,
Barbara, I'm so happy
so funny
that
because I knew, I said, I know the young lady that did those sculptures in that healing garden. And I said, I'm going to let her know that how much you appreciate enjoying those sculptures.
So now you know how many lives you touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every single time I hear a story like this, there's been a couple. I honestly tear up because I just feel so grateful to be able to
bring that kind bring of
some,
spirit to people.
Yeah,
some sort
it's
of
almost like
peacefulness.
Peace. Yeah, it's
to
like
their
a
lives.
Peace. Like
it was something soothing.
She said she was being moved from one side of the hospital, the cancer center, over to the main side. You know, and they stopped there, and she said she just loved sitting there, and she couldn't wait for the weather to get better so that she can go out there again and enjoy the sculptures. And it really moved me, and I felt kind of special knowing the artist. You know, to be able to say, I know the artist
Thank
that
you,
did
Barbara.
This, and this is the love that she puts into this, and it's farm equipment, you know, and just, you know, she was very intrigued to hear the background story of what you do with your sculptures and how you've transformed
places. And, you
know, places.
Farming is the whole heart of Orange County.
Of Orange County, absolutely.
We have over 800 farms here, and it's actually the backbone of our entire country.
And this is, and the agri-sculptures that I make are made on a working dairy farm here in Warwick. My husband, his brother, and his brother's
and
wife.
And now that's a love story in it of itself.
Yes.
You
yes,
and your husband.
It is. Yes.
You were looking for farm equipment,
I was
and you ended up with a husband.
I was minding my own business.
No,
I was
never tried that one.
You never tried that one?
Note to all the ladies out there, if you're looking for a man, try knocking on barns. You never know who's going to come out, and you never know what they're going to say. And
Taylor's got her man in a barn. She's got it. We're here.
Yeah, he thinks he lives in a barn.
So I think it's a great love story.
It is. Thank you.
Tell
it
us.
Is. Doug is the love of my life, he is
my
anchor. He is the nicest person I have ever met in my entire life.
So
he
how
is
did you
amazing.
Meet him?
I literally knocked on his barn. Well, actually, first, I'll tell you the slightly longer version. I was coming from Cornwall into Warwick, and I was aiming for Pine Island because I knew that's where all the farms were in our area, and I wanted to find some old equipment. I'd called a million mechanic shops. Lady, we don't have that stuff. You gotta go to the farms. And I thought they were sort of joking with me at first, but it turns out they weren't. So, okay, I went, started knocking on barns, and I'm coming Route 94, and I see the stoplight. At the count, the intersection of 1A and 94, and I think to myself, all right, I want to just keep moving. It's a nice day out. I'm going to keep going here. Hopefully it'll be green, and if it's green, I'll take a left. I'll go up the hill to Ox Orchards, and if it's red, I'll do the right on red, because you can there, and I'll keep going and go on County 1A. Mm-hmm. So the light was red.
You
I
made
took
that
my
right.
right. And
you made the right turn.
I made the right turn, even though it was a red light. You know what? I like that.
That's a double entendre.
Yeah.
The first part of the Sweetman Farm actually came up really fast.
Is that before Ox?
This is actually on County 1A, going, if you go right past the Chateau Hawthorne and towards the bus garage.
It's before the bus, okay.
Exactly. So I missed the farm on the left, and because I was just sort of focusing on the road and going over the hill, but there was this farm on the right. So I thought, I'll get the one on the left on the way back. I'll stop at the one on the right.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull in, and I realize I pull in totally the wrong spot. All I see is huge doors and cows and not a single human being anywhere. Like, all right, this is the wrong spot. So I turn around. In the barn complex, and I think there was a small human-sized door around the corner. Drive around there, give a knock, and meanwhile, what I didn't know at the time was that there was actually a human being in the cow barn. He saw my red Jeep, and he thought I was someone coming to give him money for compost. He has a compost business. If you want to do a great garden, you come and get Doug's compost.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, yes. Yes. We have the best compost in Warwick. I have to say that because I don't touch it myself, so I know. He makes my garden grow.
So it's so many
true.
Ways.
It's true. I'm not trying to be cheesy on purpose here.
I'm being cheesy.
I'm going to have Barbara write a book.
You're a genius.
We know that.
But long story short, you know, I go around and I knock on the door, and normally it would be his older brother that answers all the door calls and knocks and all that. But it wasn't, because Doug thought I was somebody else, and he opens the door and
there
I was.
Sight.
Actually, that is exactly what he said. And I've never heard anyone say that. He didn't tell me that at that moment, but he said it was love at first sight.
Oh my God.
He opened the door, and I definitely had this. I had this
had
moment.
A little
like,
flash.
Who is this? Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I wish people were here in the studio right now. They could see the rainbow just coming out of you. Sparkles and rainbows just coming right out of you.
I think there's a unicorn on the wall.
Yes, there is. That is so sweet.
Stuff.
That's
this
such
is
a great love story.
Love really
love that.
Exists. Mm-hmm. It absolutely
so
exists.
So what happened that he finally asked you out?
Taylor,
I want to hear this.
Come on, tell me more. Get to the juicy part.
I know, right? Come on, get to the juicy.
Not too juicy.
It's for the late night show.
It's going to be a part two in the evening. To be
we'll
continued.
Go out for cocktails.
Yes.
But I finally said, hi. Yes, I remember him in a clean white t-shirt. Apparently he was covered in cow manure, but my memory serves me in him in this sort of like
nice, shining
kind
white
of
armor.
Like really nice white t-shirt. He was so handsome. I said, oh, hi. yes. Hi. My name is Amy and I am looking for discaros. Do you know what those are? He's like, yes, I know what those are. Great. Do you have any little pieces of discaros that I could buy from you? And he said, you know, I'll have to check. Here's my phone number, and let me go look around for it. I said, oh, great. I don't want to bother you. Take your time. Whatever's good for you.
He didn't ask you what you wanted them for?
He did not.
That's interesting.
He did not.
Oh, well,
and
well
he
you know
did
what?
Not ask me for my phone number either. He just, you know.
Well, he was smart. He doesn't like rejection like most men.
He was trying to stall, trying to keep you there as long as he could.
Well, he figured if I still needed these pieces that I would call him, you know? So he was very smart about it. And he's a slick farmer. Absolutely. He thought I would probably call the next day. It took 5 days. I didn't want to bother him, you know?
I think that's in the rules.
Well, we're going to continue with this really nice story. You listen to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Orange County Arts Council's motto is Create, Connect, and Inspire, and they have done so by establishing a resource for everything art-related in a productive and supportive environment for all forms of art in the county. The Orange County Arts Council connects the arts community with leading businesses and industries while inspiring everyone to participate in the arts, either as an artist, patron, donor, volunteer, or just a lover of art. Check out their creative news and opportunities by visiting ocartscouncil.org.
The Child Care Council of Orange County is a child care resource and referral agency for child care programs, assisting parents with choosing quality and affordable child care and early learning options in Orange County. The Child Care Council promotes innovative and effective resources that have a positive impact. You too can join the Child Care Council and make a difference for future generations. Explore their website and find out how you can help by visiting childcarecouncil.oc.org.
Dental Arts of Orange County is the perfect blend of a spa with high-tech dentistry, all in one classic and stylish office right on Main Street in the Village of Florida. Choose Dental Arts of Orange County whether you are in need of regular dentistry, cosmetic dental options such as Invisalign to enhance your smile and your self-confidence, or you just want to turn back the hands or the face of time with cosmetic treatments such as Botox and Juvederm. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 651-4647. With over 26 years of experience and ongoing advanced training in technology, Dr. Batafalvi is the only dentist for you and your entire family for all your needs. The Spa and Dental Arts of Orange County is the place everyone is talking about for state-of-the-art advancements in both dentistry and cosmetic treatments. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 845-651-4647 and visit their offices at 14 North Main Street in the Village of Florida.
Clark Howard. This is Clark Howard.
Believe it or not, it pays to wait all the way to your 70th birthday
to take Social Security, almost nobody does that. Well, the payoff can be huge.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBQ. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. I can't believe we're at the end of our segment, Taylor.
I can't either. We need another 2-3 hours.
Yeah, we do.
2-3 days. You guys are fun.
Yes, we are. Yes,
and that's always on our resume. Fun, fun, fun.
I have Taylor Sterling. She's been hanging out with me here. She saved me today. She's like, let's do the radio together. Yeah. You know, and of course, Amy's.
Nobody needs to save Barbara Martinez, by the way.
Absolutely
Amy
not.
Amy Lewis Sweetman from AgriSculpture. We were talking about your beautiful unicorns rainbow story of love.
How she met her husband. So he went, he walked away, and what? And you waited, you didn't talk to him after that? You left?
She waited five days.
I got his number. I figured I wouldn't bother him. And 5 days later, I figured, you know, maybe he's found these pieces. Meanwhile, he was kind of dying, so, apparently. He told me this a long time afterwards.
But he never asked you what you were using them for?
Well, When I called and he let me know that he found the pieces that he actually knew he
had. A miracle.
That he knew he had.
Where did he go to get them?
Oh, like pretty much his backyard. He knew exactly where they were. He had three of them. I needed exactly three of them, which was really funny. And so when I called, he said, you know, I have these pieces. You want to come and get them? Great. Okay. So he didn't ask again.
Where were you living? Where were you?
Cornwall.
Oh, okay.
I had been in Dubai practicing architecture. The economy collapsed. I was in Los Angeles doing films, and I decided that I really, 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 really missed more architectural projects. And so I started my own small architectural stylist practice. And this fountain project was a commission. Cornell Cooperative Extension in Sullivan County said, hey, can you make us a metal fountain? And I had no idea how to do that. But I said, yes, I will.
Of course
I will.
You say yes.
I definitely will. Mm-hmm. I can
By
and
way,
I will.
That yes. is a message yes. to all young people, women and men. Always say yes.
Say
always
yes.
Always say
figure
yes.
It
that
out.
Is the magic
oh,
word.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me when I worked for the phone company. They said, do you know how to type? And I said, oh, yes.
Absolutely.
I absolutely do. Have you done data entry? Absolutely. That weekend, I ran to the secondhand Salvation Army, got myself a typewriter, and started practicing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, until I passed that data entry test on Monday.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. And you hit on the key point. You say yes, but it's okay if you don't have the skill at the moment when you say yes, but you must have the intention to get the skill and earn the skill, not just lie and be like, yeah, I know how to do this.
All right, so don't. What happened when you got there?
So when you finally got there,
I'm so excited.
He finally actually did ask me, so what are you going to do with these things? Are you going to, you know, make a painting, you know, hang it up on the wall? Are you an art teacher? What are you doing? I'm like, art teacher? No. At the time, I thought that was so interesting that he said that, because that was not even in my mindset. But mm-hmm. now that's something I do. No, I'm actually making a metal fountain with these. And he said, that's great. So welding it together? Yeah. Okay, so who's going to weld it together for you? Like, I don't know yet. I'm working on that part, looking around. And he said, well, you know, my brother can weld. And long story short, after I said, does your brother really have all that time? And does he want me to wreak havoc on his whole life with this project? Because I know it's going to take over many hours. He actually said, I have been welding for 25 years on the farm, and I have no art experience, so I would be happy to weld it for you. And
I'm
because
sure
I have no experience in art, you know, I would do it for free just because I don't want to guarantee
how
that I do
doing.
Something.
That was a how you doing moment,
it,
right?
It
there.
Actually was, but I had my own how you do moment, you know. my one response was, because that sounded almost too good to be true, and I'm sort of aware of people.
You can hear
who
your
say
mother in the back
like,
of your head.
Yeah. I mean, you've been around
Does
the world.
This
you
sound
went to Dubai.
True,
you went to
you
California.
Know, what's the catch
you've been
here?
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that I understood him, and he understood me, and I said, I will so gratefully accept that with one thing that you need to confirm with me, that you are going to give me your best work.
Oh.
Oh.
And
like
he said,
not
it's
only will I give you my best, I'm going to marry you.
Well, that's a way to seal the deal.
You know, that was probably in the cranium at that point, and thankfully didn't say that out loud just at that moment, because that was exactly
me.
What I
how
needed.
How long did you work on the project together?
We met on May 23rd. That was 2012, so it's almost 6 years ago that we met, and we worked. We started officially working on the project in July, but we had spoken for about 2 months about if we were to actually get this, and Cornell Cooperative says yes to our proposal. You know.
how would we do this? They said yes. So July through September, we installed September 14th, the 14th and the 15th
so
of 2012.
So what happens after that? The project's over.
Well, you know, he was, again, so slick. Before the project ended, this was something I appreciated so much. And this goes to your Latino community network that you're building, Barbara. It's about trust. Mm-hmm. I worked with Doug in the shop on the Sweetman farm. You know, amongst Toon and Doug's tractor tools and all these things. And they were so kind to let me be in there. And we got to know each other as human beings, just purely as friends, people who were in the shop working on a project together, like almost like a coworker, but more with more heart, you know. And inevitably, every time we would weld, and I learned, I started to bring snacks, but inevitably, every time afterwards, Doug would say, "Are you hungry? Can I make you something to eat?" And I said, "Doug, you just worked all day, and then you spent hours in the shop working on this project, and now you want to make me something to eat? I should be making you something to eat." So, I learned. I started bringing sub sandwiches and things like that afterwards. But he would always make food afterwards. And we would talk and just hang out and maybe have a beer on the porch. And it was so enjoyable.
Right.
It was so absolutely enjoyable
to have
a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And to have, you know, trust and to build trust at a human level,
right?
You know, so you
especially
can
trust
you do
with your
together?
Artwork. That's
exactly,
tremendous.
Exactly, and just like in a business network, and in a personal one too, can you do business together? Can you talk to each other? If you say, "I need this," will that person even hear you? Will they? Will they
communication?
Deliver it? You know, will
which
they be
Barbara
able to talk with you about
well.
This?
Yeah,
and
the support too, because
yeah.
I know that he like convinced you to actually sign up for a welding class.
Yes, he did. And that was after all this trust. So to answer your question, Taylor, after one of these nights that we were welding in the shop, he made maybe a frozen pizza or chicken wings, something totally awesome, having a beer on the back porch.
It
was
pizza
awesome.
It was totally awesome.
You
know
that's love. I was going to go with a French meal.
It was.
Okay.
I'm not always a cheap day, but love a good frozen pizza here. I was like, well, this was great. You know, I'll see you the next time where we're going to basically finish this project up. Thank you so much. And I'm walking down the porch. I have my keys in my hand. And he says, "You know, I want to tell you something." And I said, "What's that?" And he's sitting on the chair and I'm standing on the steps. And he said, just purely, just looking at me, he's like, "I love you."
Oh my God.
I just
got a chill. Dan's eyes.
And that's exactly what happened to me too. I was like, "What?" I was
Dan
not expecting
just had
you
a really visceral male reaction.
He's like, "What? No,
no
what?
Not me. I didn't do it."
I was like, "You know what? That's really funny because I love you too."
Oh,
and
oh
I have been
God.
Thinking that. And thank you for the courage to say it because I didn't have the courage to say it.
Oh,
so
I love
you.
This story.
And that is...
This is a Hallmark movie.
You know that's going to last because it was built on a strong salvation foundation
of
welding and metal and farm
welding.
Equipment.
Exactly.
Right. Another
exactly.
pun.
Exactly. Melding these two
you
pieces
melded,
of metal
you welded
together.
These
so
pieces
how long
together.
After that did you get married?
We actually got married on our 4-year dating anniversary. Like
wow.
the 4 years from that
you,
date.
It took you 2
we
minutes
consider that date.
To
yeah.
fall in love and it took you 4 years
four
to get
years.
Married.
That's he
proposed
on projects.
To me. Well, exactly. And he surprise proposed to me with his kids. I have 4 stepkids. They're amazing.
Oh my God.
And Nicole, Kenny, and Rob and Pete. Kenny just joined the Navy.
Wow.
So they all surprised me 3 years afterwards, and 1 year later we got married. So
aww.
Yeah.
That's
but trust
so
is the biggest thing.
It is.
No matter if it's your own personal life or if it's in a business and language, you got to speak the same language. You got to make sure someone understands you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
but even
and
to
trust
have to
and just
somebody
believing
to support
that.
Your vision, your art, to support what you do, but not only
exactly.
support, but also encourage, say, "Hey, listen, take this welding class. Let's do this."
Yeah.
You know,
do this together with me. Don't
yeah.
like,
well,
you
know
can
what
do
it
this
is?
Too.
The support word you used is exactly right because so many people want to change people after they fall in love.
Yeah.
And that, don't forget the reason you fell in love with them. It wasn't so you could
exactly.
change them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
who
that's
you
the wonderful part
meet.
that Barbara is talking about is that he encouraged you and supported you rather than saying, "Hey, you sure that's what you want to, you know what I mean?"
Right. So, exactly. And that's why I have the lecture series, Do You Love What You Do? That was really born from a passion of, you know, I want to know what makes people tick.
Yeah, so I know that stay tuned because there's going to be, you know, Taylor's going to be speaking in October. I'm going to be speaking in December. Yes. We are so honored that you asked us to
I'm
be.
Very
I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm just totally going to be there.
I will
I'm gonna be there at yours. Yes.
And you both better be at Jimmy's May 9th. Yes. Oh, Jimmy's yeah. Nurse, 6 to 8.
Yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, make, sure you tune in. Make sure you tune in on next Friday because I'm going to be with Taylor first.
10 o'clock on Friday.
At 10 o'clock on Friday. And then I'm going to have my show after with the doctor from Crystal Run at 12 o'clock. And that's a live show as well.
Right.
But, you know, I want to thank you so much for saving me today, Taylor.
Yeah, I saved
and
you.
Amy, this has been wonderful. I think we had a nice goodbye finally when you finally got her to talk, right?
Let her talk.
Everybody, have a nice weekend. Don't forget, Honor Flight tomorrow. Have a nice Friday the 13th. Enjoy the weather. And
don't forget, Honor Flight tomorrow morning is at
6:30.
And night is 7:30.
Yes, yes. So thank you again for joining us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We will see you next Friday.
3 o'clock this afternoon, State of the County.
State of the County. Tune in.